This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope that your week is going well. If it's not, just look down the road a couple of days, and maybe you're lucky enough to have the weekend off. I'll tell you what, if you work at Exxon, it's going well. How about this? They smashed their earnings record, $59 billion. Yeah, $59 billion. So that's profit for 2022. The company announced that on Tuesday, and you think about that, you know, oil majors are expected to break their own annual records on high prices, soaring demand, pushing their combined take to nearly $200 billion. And, of course, that brings up criticism of the oil industry, and now there's calls for more countries to put windfall profit taxes, on companies because of the amount of profits that they've pulled in. And production was up, 100,000 barrels of oil and gas per day over a year ago. So that was part of the reason that the results were there. But the oil company, at least with this president, has kind of a target on their back, because the Biden administration on Friday blasted oil firms for pouring cash into shareholder payouts rather than production, is what they're saying. But here's the thing, as it's been explained to me, if you look at windfall profit taxes, what happens is you slap new taxes on oil earnings, but it really can have the opposite effect of what they were trying to achieve in the first place, because guess what it does? It discourages new oil and gas production. And guess what that means? That means that prices at the pumps would still go up. So you and I would pay the price for that. It's kind of one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't moments. All right, what else is happening in the world that we have been talking about? I'd like to say that what happens in my backyard and your backyard is all part of the conversation. So a lot of us might not be in the ice storm that many of you are experiencing, but some of us have relatives and friends there, and of course we are watching what's happening with these horrific car crashes, icy weather, just disrupting life for thousands of people in Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Tennessee. A lot of listeners there sending me a couple of thoughts on what happened during the day. Slick, awful roads, cars sliding, and the push to, of course, close schools, which they were closed in parts of Mississippi, Tennessee, all that. And that freezing rain, and then that sleet that accumulates, and that ice that just doesn't crack that easily, makes the roads worse. So then on top of that, you get that tree damage and power outages, yada, yada. You know what I'm talking about. In Austin, Texas, they had one person who died in a 10-car pileup. In Arlington, Texas, which is just outside of Dallas, a person was killed when their car rolled over. And they were saying that in Austin, it was like every 5 minutes they were getting calls about accidents, right? In Dallas, they dealt with 140 different kinds of cars, trucks, etc., accidents in 24 hours by 7 a.m. on Tuesday. And they responded and tried to help people who also were suffering from hypothermia and other injuries after slipping on the ice, because that's the other part of it, right? That's scary to me. I used to, when I lived in Texas, we had this really cool, I say cool driveway because you had the alleyways, and it was a long driveway. It had a long driveway somehow in the back. And I always thought that was one of the neatest things that we got when we bought the house. And it would be like slipping, you know, like you'd have to slowly go down the driveway and be careful when you got out of the car because we always went in the back side of the house, but it was like an ice rink. If I had put skates on, I could have just skated into the house. I know a lot of people were dealing with some really bad, wicked spots. There's almost 200 cancellations too when you talk about flights into or out of the U.S. and of course out of Texas airports. A lot of cancellations there, and that's because of the conditions. So this is going to still hang around into part of Wednesday, certainly Wednesday morning. And I know in southern Oklahoma they're talking about wintry rain, that whole mix, and they're going to get more ice accumulations. And then by Thursday, the temperatures will start to rise. It's like the worst feeling, too. You look out and you see what looks like snow, right? Because it's all that wintry mix, and it sticks on the ground. Kind of cool. But then you see your dog running out, and they're even sliding, too. It is just a nightmare. I mean, it's so bad in Texas. The National Guard is prepared across the state to help motorists clear some of those roadways that have been wrecked in different parts of it, and do whatever that they have to do. And even you think about this, Texas Parks and Wildlife, they've got responders being ready to search and rescue ops if they have to. And then of course we know about electricity and the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. They're there in Mississippi and the other places that I mentioned. Same thing, they're getting ready to try to help wherever they can, as this will just linger a little bit probably into and out on Thursday. And see, just remember this, when it's super hot and everybody's complaining about the heat and how much, oh, it's so hot, it's, I can't stand the heat, just think about these times and you may feel a little bit differently. Everybody's talking about Donald Trump and his run to live in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue again in the White House and be the president. And then, of course, Ron DeSantis, who is the governor of Florida, has not even declared. And now you have Nikki Haley, who is expected to make an announcement to run for president. She's supposed to make that in Charleston on February 15th. There was a lot of push for her to be on a ticket or to run for president. She would be the first Republican to jump into the presidential race this year, facing the former president Donald Trump. And she's getting ready with those invites to send them out to this special event. Be interesting, because her name comes up a lot. It comes up that she could be the first female president. What do you think? Send me your thoughts, her shot at this, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. An unofficial poll before she officially announces. How do you like that? You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see who throws their hat into the ring, so to speak, as we get closer to primary season, and also to see what happens with the Democrats. Biden saying he's running, but we'll see as it gets closer and what health conditions are like and what the landscape is like. Man Cave coming up, talking about the Super Bowl and, oh yeah, this week the AFC-NFC Championship game.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah,
go. Going to the man cave. Thanks, Andy. We are in the man cave, aka Woe Man Cave. Here, and women are invited into the man cave too. I've said this, but I'm really excited. My updated version of Invade the Man Cave is coming out at the end of February, so we've been working on that, and of course we'll have the latest greatest on what happens in this Super Bowl, and everybody's trying to figure that out, right? Jalen Hurts, the Eagles, squaring off against Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowl 57, Sunday, February 12th. The big win over the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. The Chiefs, thanks to Harrison Butker, advanced to the Super Bowl. The 23-20 win over the Bengals. And this happens at 6:30 Eastern, Glendale, Arizona. Philly, depending on where you're looking, is a 1.5-point to 2-point favorite in the latest odds in this game. 1.5 is at Caesars Sportsbook. The over-under, 49.5. So you look at, this is pretty interesting stuff, actually. They have these simulators that they run on what could possibly happen, and it simulates every NFL game 10,000 times. And they look at the top players, they crunch all the numbers, and they try to, you know, they pick weekly, and then they figure out what's going to happen. And the model ranked in the top 10 on NFL Pick Watch 4 of the past 6 years on straight-up NFL picks. Beat more than 94% of the CBS Sports Football Pick'em players, so regular sports dudes. The computer was better. And the new model, looking at the Eagles and the Chiefs, it's interesting to see what the numbers are there. You look at Sportsline, and it's, I think it's just interesting to see. We talk about technology, and this is one of the areas, like I said, the simulations, the models that they, you know, the what the pick is. And so
the model knows Philly rolled past the Giants and the 49ers and all that. The Eagles led the NFL with 70 sacks during the regular season, just too shy of the record. And it's crazy to look at all the odds and try to figure out when you crunch them all. Like, the Chiefs have covered in their last three meetings with Philadelphia. If you look at the Eagles running back, Miles Sanders, he led Philly's rushing attack with, you know, over 1,200 rushing yards, averaging almost 5 yards per carry, scoring 11 rushing touchdowns. And then you match that up on the other side of the ball and you look at the defense. I mean, but the strength of Kansas City is its offense, which ranked first in the NFL during the regular season in total yards, passing yards, scoring points, all of that. But like Philly, the Chiefs have gotten to the quarterback a lot. And they were second in the league in 2022 with 55 sacks, one behind the Eagles in the postseason with 7. So we're going to have lots of the prop bets and more on what the computer has to say as we get closer to the game. Because this time around, we have the AFC and the NFC coming up this weekend. And that's a flag football game. Yeah. So the whole thing with the pads and getting out there and flying to Hawaii, that's over with. Now it's about the skills competitions and showing off what the NFL has to offer, I guess, in a way, because it's about that, and it's taking place in Las Vegas. And the idea was that more of the players would participate, and it would give the people more chances to interact even with the players, so because they'll have a couple of days of things that will happen there. So it's a big time in football because this is the tail end of it all, and then it's about the off season and who goes where. But we do know this: there were several coaches that turned down the Broncos head coaching job, but Sean Payton is heading to the Broncos as the next head coach. How about that? And they had to actually acquire the contractual rights from the New Orleans Saints, and I guess they finalized that trade compensation for Sean Payton. So Denver will send its 2023 first-round pick from San Francisco, which was like 30 overall, and a 2024 second-round pick to New Orleans for Payton, and their 2024 third-round pick. That's a lot. So they're believing that Payton is the guy. He last coached for the Saints in 2021, but he's under contract. That's why they had to do this trade. They had to come up with something. And the Saints reached the mountaintop once in the Super Bowl, their only championship in team history under Payton's leadership. And so Denver is hoping they'll be able to do the same thing. And the trade, I think, and the hire of Payton came because of Russell Wilson, who struggled in his first season as a Bronco. He completed only 60% of his passes. They got to do something different there. The first-year head coach, Nathaniel Hackett, was definitely not the guy. And so it ends up being Payton. And like I said, he did have one huge, big, and a lot of successful seasons. But he had the one big season with the Saints. When you win the Super Bowl, I mean, then you're a Super Bowl-winning coach. Can he turn things around there? There's a lot of things he's going to have to work on, including just the culture, because that's so much a part of it, buying into the team, the whole team concept. You think it would be obvious and easy, but it's not. And then having the right pieces to put around Russell Wilson and just figuring out what they need to do and change. And there's a lot I think he's going to have to work on in the off season to make them any kind of a contender. How about the king? He is the king for a reason. You know who I'm talking about, LeBron James. His first triple-double of the season lifted the Lakers to an overtime win against the Knicks, 129-123. I have to say, as somebody who's seen LeBron play, it's magical some of the things that he still can do on the court. He's soon going to be the NBA's top scorer. But I think that's not about it. He's set so many records and won championships, but he's within 89 points of breaking the career scoring record. And he climbed into fourth place on the assist list, so he's starting to make more history. He had 28 points, 11 assists, and 10 boards. So with the points, that gives him, think about this, 38,299 for his career. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the leader slightly with that edge, but like I said, he's moving into the position of being very, very close of breaking that record, which he will definitely do. And so it's interesting to watch him play now when he's healthy. And he was pretty upset about the last game, that loss in overtime to Boston on Saturday. So this was a big one for him, and he showed up, which is what he does. So it's still, like I said, fun to watch him. There's some things that would be on my sports list, and one of them was to see him play. And early on in his career, I saw him play. So I've seen him play, like I said, several times, and he is always, always worth it. If you ever get the chance, you want to do it. If you ever have the chance to see him play. Hey, you know what? What is now happening that we will get out of football? There's going to be a lot of talk about, and there is right now, about what the baseball season is going to look like. But the fact is that you have spring training coming up. And so now you're also seeing that there's teams agreeing with players, avoiding arbitration, interesting deals that are being set, people that are deciding to retire. Even in the broadcast booth, there's some changes that are happening. One of them is the fact that you have an ex-All-Star who spent 14 years in Major League Baseball. I saw him play a lot. Is All-Star center fielder Dexter Fowler retiring after 14 years. He played for five different teams in his career, and he really got national attention in 2015 and probably 2016. He was the leadoff man for the Chicago Cubs. Chicago lost the NLCS in 15, but won the World Series the next year, and he was the catalyst for their first title in 108 years. So certainly Cub fans have a soft spot in their heart for Fowler. And you got to go back to 2004. He was drafted by the Rockies in the 14th round. Wow. Music means we're closing the door to the man cave. We're headed to Milan, Italy next.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Alec Baldwin is being formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deadly 2021 shooting on the film set of Rust in New Mexico. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed when Baldwin fired a prop gun loaded with a real bullet. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the person in charge of prop guns on the set, is also facing the same charges as Baldwin. The Santa Fe District Attorney filed the charges today. Baldwin could be facing 5 years in prison if convicted. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing a ban on diversity and inclusion initiatives at state universities. On Tuesday, the Republican says he hopes by banning equity initiatives, they will wither on their vine without funding. The governor has previously called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs discriminatory, and his proposal to ban them is one of the top priorities. The agenda also includes giving politically appointed university members more power over hiring and firing. I'm Blue Flores, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
To take you to Milan, Italy for a conversation with Laura Tardino. Her book is called Little Women Invest, and I think it is very impactful and powerful and so, so necessary. Laura, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, and good morning to everybody.
So what was it that made you write the book? What was your motivation? Why'd you do it?
Yeah, I would say bringing women closer to finance. And to, you know, the world of investments, or at least to understand how, you know, to invest their money. Because first, I think that, you know, and actually it's not only my thought, that women seem to be less financially educated than men. And this is true not only in Italy. You said at the beginning, I live in Milan, actually, and, you know, I was reading many surveys about the Italian women and their relationship with finance. But then I discovered that it's pretty almost the same all over the world, I mean, and probably even in the U.S. Second, you know, for this reason, as they are not really so educated in finance, they do not invest their money. This is a pity, really. Third, they have little chance, you know, to have a prosperous life when they retire if they don't invest money. So probably it's worth to read a book, to be prepared, and to be closer, you know, to finance.
Laura, what I like about the book is how much you are very plain spoken. I mean, you're such a smart woman and so savvy in the world of investing and finance. And what's really neat, and of course the book is aptly named, you have a chapter on socially responsible investing, and you talk about that it was inspired by Joe's character, and that Joe is your favorite. Also, by the way, my favorite character of Little Women. And you talk about how, you know, Joe is a visionary, determined, modern, emancipated, and how she had to work so hard to publish her book, to earn money, to sell it, be able to sell it and get that money and maintain her independence, economically speaking. And this is really the crux, I think, in my interpretation of your book. So Little Women Invest, talking about how finance can help the whole society, by the way, is certainly one of the goals. I can tell that, obviously. And it contributes to, as you say, building a better world, more respectful of the planet and its people. So I want you to tell the listeners more about the book and more about what the book is about. Like I said, it's great, simple language for young women who, unlike you, don't work in finance, and how they can learn more to protect themselves, to invest, and hopefully take it in all kinds of different directions. So, Laura, take it away. Tell us more about the book.
The book is a guide for young women, because it's really very important to start, according to me, but not only, of course, to me, to save, to invest your money when you are young, because, of course, it's better. Women who don't work in my sector, that is the financial one, need to approach this very unfamiliar subject in a simple way, not sophisticated way, because of course the simpler you talk to them about this subject, the probably it's more likely that they will like it, and they will of course follow then you know the subject. The reference to a well-known book that is a classic of all times, such as Little Women and its characters, help in this, to explain the basic of finance, like for example what is a bond, what is an equity, what are you know commodities, what are funds, the so-called sustainable finance, and of course the difference in between them. So the guide is very simple, the language is very simple, because such a subject, this is not simple for everybody, above all if you don't work in the financial sector. I mean, the language must be simple to get closer to these people.
And we're speaking with Laura Tardino, and she's in Milan, Italy. Wow, what a beautiful place. Her book is wonderful, The Little Women. It's called Little Women Invest. And we've talked about how powerful it is to be able to take that into your own hands, especially when you're not schooled in finance, and what it can mean for your life, how you can believe in your dreams and realize them and get there when you retire and be financially fit. And I think that's so key for so many women, and this book just completely nails it. It's her passion, it's what she does, and she's broken it out so easy for you to understand bonds and equity and everything in between that you can imagine. And it's interesting because, again, as Laura, as you've said, the language is extremely simple. It's deliberately, on your part, non-technical, so that you aren't intimidated, I think, and so that it can initiate the young women of today who could be working in any field that have the desire to know more, but maybe are too shy or busy or whatever the reason is to ask more questions. And so you really answer those questions and look at the various stages of our lives until retirement. So, you know, I think about you in finance and what made you get into finance and this book and going a little bit deeper in this book. So tell us more about that. Tell us more about the book and everything in between.
Yeah, it's a sum up of what actually I've learned in 25 years of work in this sector, because I started as a portfolio manager many years ago. I was buying at the time, you know, stocks. And then I became a market strategist at some point. And now I'm, you know, a sales. So I sell funds. I'm sure that many of these words are unknown for many young women who don't work in finance, like of course I do. And this is the reason why I wrote this book, Little Women Invest. Because to work, to earn, to save, and to invest is really very important, because it allows to women to be empowered, and women definitely need to be empowered. The title of the book is not by chance Little Women Invest, because we have already said that to be young is really very important, because the earlier you start to invest, the better it is, but it's also very important to be empowered. As you know, the women of Little Women Invest were, because Mae Louise Alcott, the original writer of the original Little Invest, actually, she believed a lot in the empowerment of women. Even it was another, you know, time, it was the 19th century, but she was really very ahead, you know, and she was already talking about empowerment.
Laura, what do you want to leave the listeners with, and of course the readers of your book, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold? What do you want the takeaways to be for the women, or really anyone could read this book or gift it to some of the young women in their life? What do you hope the takeaways are?
I think, you know, probably the messages, the things that I would like to leave to the readers of the book. First thing is that to invest money is very serious. So it's better not to do by yourself, but it's better, you know, probably for sure to be prepared, and then, you know, to talk with a consultant, with a financial consultant, you know, with someone who is an expert of this subject, because it's a serious subject. Money is something serious. The second thing that I would like to leave to people who will read my book is that it's really very important to start to invest when you are young, if possible. If you have, you know, a job, if you have money, because it's better to avoid to borrow money in order to invest it. Then the third thing is that finance is not for genius, but is it for everybody, if it's well explained in a very simple language. And then the last thing is that, of course, if you invest well your money, you can live better your life when you retire. That is really very, very important.
Thank you so much, Laura Tardino. Little Women Invest, get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a great guide for young women who don't work in finance and will really understand where they're headed if they get this book. Again, thanks, Laura. We appreciate it. And thanks to all the listeners for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey,
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Len Tamaka, he's written a book called Aphorisms, Adages, and Advice for the Children I Never Had, Wisdom in Time-Tested Sayings from a Man Who's Been There. He is so funny. We had such a fun conversation off the air, so I can't wait to introduce you. Len, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So what made you write this book?
I didn't have children, and in anticipation of children, I kept notes as far as teaching them lessons as I would go along. I was the baby of the family, so my siblings were much older than I am, and, you know, having children, they never took any advice I said because I'm the baby of the family. So, you know, wait till you have children, then we could talk. So that being said, I think I started writing notes. We had, in those days, I was in the building trades, and we used to carry a Scripto flip-flap little notebooks that you could put in your shirt pocket. And every time I would hear an expression or my peers would be talking about some lessons that they were teaching their kids, I would jot it down on a little piece of paper and tuck it away. And then when I got home, I would write up this little note or throw a couple of words in a box and collect them. So because in the building trades, my college is a local union 597 pipe fitter apprenticeship completion. In that field, I've done from apprentice to project manager estimator. So I had the gamut of blue collar and white collar upbringing. And I noticed that the camaraderie was the same of the banter, if you will, and conversations of the people, because we were all in this together outside of work. And I took out, when I retired, I said, I didn't know what I was going to do with these things, but I just collected them over the years, and I'm talking decades. So when I retired, I took all these bits of paper, and I put them in a on the dining room table, and I spread them all out. And I noticed different categories. I picked them up at one at a time, and I'd say, well, that's just for work. So I put that on the side for work. And, oh, this is for human behavior. Boom. This is for respect. Boom. And I made these categories, and interesting enough, a lot of in the building trades or any business, you have the camaraderie and comebacks and wisecracks with each other. And that was a separate category by itself, and it kind of diffused my function, my focus on helping young people, especially children who didn't have mentors or to help shape young an aide to help them grow. And if they didn't have anybody to talk to coming home at night and sitting at the kitchen table with their dad and talking about problems they had and the like. So I cherished missing that. And so I kept it up. And each one was so good. I made a little note here.
Yeah, you would piece them together because we talked about that. I'm going to jump in for a second because it is brilliant the way that you broke it down in the various chapters. Like, for example, past, present, and future, the avoid procrastination, love-hate relationships, take the bitter with the sweet. And one of the things you talk about is gut feeling. Tell us about gut feeling.
Well, the gut feeling is your history of your pathology. That you would see some, you'd be in a new situation, and this is familiar to some other situation, and that's your gut feeling, and it's also your prior your experience telling you, you know, in the back of your ear, wait a minute, you've seen this before, and it'll give you an aid and respect to your gut feeling, because it's just an inner voice that'll. You say I've done it before.
Yeah. And we're speaking with Len Tamaka. You can get his book on Amazon, and it's called Aphorisms, Adages, and Advice for the Children I Never Had, Wisdom in Time-Tested Sayings from a Man Who's Been There. What do you hope people take away from reading this book? And I think you've weaved that into the conversation, but what would you like someone to say after they read your book?
Well, a little knowledge. I would like the... oh, wow, this has happened. I never thought about this, but this happened in my life. And because I have this guy, can I give you a couple samples on
yeah, we have, we have 4 minutes left, so give us a couple of quick ones, yeah.
Well, hearing is not listening, okay? And I say the statement, and then I explain it. And there's a big difference between listening to somebody and just hearing that person. If you're polite, you're just going, but it's not sinking in. Another would be a reputation takes every minute to build and then explain. Do not lose your reputation in one indiscretion. That one imprudent act, social or professional, can erase all that you work for. And it goes on with that. I want to get to my second book because that fifth category is retorts, and that's comebacks, wisecracks, and much lessons for bashful people. And that's strictly fun, where aphorisms is very serious and helpful to young people and older people. A couple of the retorts I just had, if somebody is upset over a lost situation or companionship, it's a perfect time to tell them, don't be sad, it's over. Be glad it happened. Another one would be if someone, you know, is fixated on revenge, tell them living well is the best revenge. when a friend is excitedly jumping into a goal that they always wanted to accomplish, but they haven't considered all the ramifications to it. Hey, be careful what you wish for. So I wanted to get that in because I have two books sitting in front of me, and one is very serious and wonderful, wonderfully helpful, and the second one is wonderfully fun.
Well, what's really cool is what you said at the very beginning of this, that I can just envision this, that at first you started out with a cigar box full of these little things that happened, and you were saving them, all this knowledge, and these, I just can visualize in my mind these bits of paper that just grew and grew and grew, and you wanted to share that with the world, really, and that's exactly what you're doing here by telling people, you know what, it's okay. Here's some things that you can do when you get in these situations, and you got all kinds of situations, and like you said, retorts is funnier, and one is much more serious, but you talk about, you know, fight fire with fire. You talk about don't judge another man until you've walked in his moccasins, and you said it. You lived in the blue-collar and white-collar world, so you had to navigate that, right?
The clock is ticking, so I wonder how many other people who have been single their lives, you know, there's a whole raft of knowledge that they have, we have, and this is part of a legacy for me, but it's overshadowed by helping young people. I used to say if one kid gets a benefit out of this, this is wonderful from the mentoring point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the name of the book that we started talking about was Aphorisms, Adages, and Advice for the Children I Never Had. Len Tamaka, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so it goes without saying, like I said, I can visualize, and I'm sure some of you have had that feeling, but you never, ever took it to the level that Len did, where you hear something, you think, I got to pass that on. But he, collecting those scraps of knowledge, wisdom, things that happened to him, things that he saw, and the fact that, like he mentioned, he didn't have children, but he could draw on these lessons, and he knew that other people could draw on them as well. And like he said, it's certainly not just kids at all. It's people of all sorts that could do that. And to me, it's the way he laid out the book is so interesting. And I mentioned a few of the chapters as we went through a few of the things he talked about in the book, because he lays them out right in the very beginning, where he even talks about, and I thought about this now, especially for the situation so many people find themselves in, but keep TV and internet in check. Boy, isn't that the truth, where it just gets so out of control and you get zoned into, you know, to other things. And then the other one, which I mentioned to him, avoid procrastination. And you think of that word procrastination, what does that mean and what's not happening? That almost dovetails into the television and the internet in check. But really, really a very, very interesting and well-written book. And retorts, like he mentioned, you know, so he's got a little bit more serious and a little bit of fun in that. And again, go to Amazon, and that's where you'll find it. And thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.